Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Welcome aboard. Nice to be with you today again, and you with me. You're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, Cosmic Philosopher, on Blog Talk Radio. All right. As usual, you know, our minds has to work properly for us to have a good life. You know, if you have lost a leg, you have lost a arm, some bodily harm, but your brain is functioning all right, you can find a life. If your brain is gone, and even if you don't have a physical member dismembered, if you have a sound body, but your mind is not working coherently, pretty much out of life. So, because the way we are created to operate, as you can see, different, say humanoid or the human family, from the lowest development of humanity to the top, we all need the mind. We need the mind to work properly, which means we need to understand things and how they work. I am depressed to see the way humanity as a whole is faring out. We are in bad shape when it comes to exhibiting a healthy mind. There's hardly anybody with a healthy mind. And remember, lest we mistaken say because people are getting up and, you know, paying their bills and stuff like that, you can't say those people's minds are okay. It takes more than that. It takes more than you just going to work and, you know, pay your bills and stuff like that. Your mind has to do a lot more than that to prove that your mind is working right, you know. You remember the time, back in time, when we had reported serial killers. And I remember one of them, he was, you know, he killed, like I guess back in the 70s, they didn't catch him. And he went in hiding. You know where he went? In church. Yeah, the serial killer, what his name is, BTK or something like that. Yeah, and they didn't catch him. You know, like law enforcement did not find him. He gave up himself in a way. He had to, like, do something for them to pay attention to him. Seemed like he got bored, you know, being so smart. And he didn't want to remain. He didn't want his freedom. It's like he was, you know, began to remorse over what he's done, and now he's been hiding in plain sight because he was something in a church. And quite, imagine a few decades went by. And that's how they caught him, because he did something for them to find it. Yes. Now, what about him? What do you think about his mind? If he's so clever, you know, he's so wicked, or what you'd call uncivilized, that he would commit those gruesome murders, and they couldn't catch him. And he went into church. Imagine that someone like that is into church and nobody realized a serial killer on the run. And he went into church. That's right. That's what church is good at doing. There were some other guy I remember back in the late 70s or in the 80s, you know, it probably in the 80s, this detective and some other church people who were dealing with drugs. And this Miami detective guy was a part of the gang. And they were killing people, dealing with drugs, you know, like go to like make a deal with them and just decide to kill them and take away what they have and go dump them, their bodies into the Everglades. And it so happens that they got busted because they used to hire help to accompany them on some of their outings. And so they were not totally concealed, right? But let's say done it in a way that, you know, they are not hoping that anybody is going to like let them down. So, but my point is, your success lies on the church. They were church, I mean, ardent church people. And when they do their thing, you know, the church, they were in church. So it's after they got into trouble and somebody who worked with them needed the court sympathy. And if they could help with cases that the police would like to crack and they have a problem, they talk things that they know, and victims are caught, the perpetrators. And that's how it came out, why I'm able to tell you about these guys who had a drug ring, and when they were busted, it came out that they were church people. And then you think somebody like a detective, you know, working with the government to clean up crimes, he was a part of it. So that's, you know, serious stuff. What I'm trying to say to you right now is what is depressing is that when since I grew up in church and there was nothing else that I know in the context of, you know, societal knowledge. Church. I grew up in a church, and I remember from age 7, my mind was only affected by the church, the Bible, and the things that we do in church. That is, you know, quite a few million miles away from civilized history teaches. And my parents had no idea of what certified history is. So later on, you know, like I'm 50 or more, I did make some progress with my level of illiteracy, because I was only reading fourth grade level from, say, when I went to the first day in primary school till I left, I read fourth grade level until I was age 27, almost 30 years of age. But in my heart, I wanted to learn to read so I could understand things. That was what my mind tells me. So who is working on my mind is the way the gods create our brain. Once I began to read and understand what I was reading, I began to have a formed world view and the attitude developing to match the view I see of the world. All right, so the worldview I begin to see is what certified history record. So now I start to read and begin to see what history says about the record of the past, and that history is about, you know, the well-off people and the people who are not well-off, whether they're king or they are just deputies. I begin to see that worldview and found out that what I learned about Adam and Eve in the garden don't worth anything of value at all. Rather, it is something that, like a virus, you know, that kills your respiratory system. Adam and Eve in a garden is a virus. Virus that decays certain parts of your brain. You know, it's like somebody tricked you, had you do something that, had you known, you would not have involved yourself at all. You wouldn't do it. But now, did you think that you lose your mind? No, you don't. But you do. You lose some abilities of proper thinking because you trusted in somebody that you turn up wrong. You should not have trusted. Whether or not that person was trustworthy as far as you know before. But you made an error because at least one time too much. You see, and a person who you trust is the easiest person to destroy you if they ever turn the bend of honesty. That's the easiest person because you trust them. Well, I trusted because I didn't know anything better. My parents showed no wavering believing in the church. And as far as I come to know, everybody that believes in the Bible believe completely. However, I am glad that it was not somebody who started to talk to me and maybe, you know, say something that I like, but go over my head in a lot of ways. I'm glad it did not happen like that. I'm glad out of the honesty of my mind and my desire to want to know, to start to read and try to understand things. That's the route that I experienced, and that gave me an opportunity to think on my own. You have to lean on your own understanding to understand what is true. A lot of people will quote the scripture and said,
The Bible says, lean not upon your own understanding. You must trust in God. Right. Trusting God means believing in the Bible. That the story of Adam and Eve is true. Is the biblical Christian answer. So, because we grow up in a world where we see the church and the gospel preached, poor gospel, and you know, later on we'll hear something about the Inquisition and the Crusades, but we never get close to understanding those things. Those things sound strange. And I remember hearing about persecution of Christians. Oh, Christians are persecuted. And it comes in the context that, you know, as a believer in Christ, you may suffer a lot of hardship, and you know, you may have to give your life, you know, in return to Christ giving his life for you. All those kind of stuff. But nothing ever be negative against the Bible and Christianity. In retrospect, can you see something wrong with that? You think that just on the basis, without probing into this, just look at it, that born and raised, like I just explained, with your parents, and you are in the church, you are totally committed to the belief in the church and the love for Jesus Christ that I say. You don't realize that Jesus Christ is just a character. And if you make any kind of investigation into the Jesus of the Bible, you would never find a real character or a Jesus. You would find a historic character of a black man who you're now learning was the man who died for our sin. You continue to read more and more and read other information, you're going to find out, just like I do. You won't find out anything about the devil or God or Jesus. And whatever you hear about those characters, you'll come up to be the same. There is no history that record anything about Adam and Eve in a garden. You can't find it to be a record of any time in the past. So by the time you find out now God is a sodomite character in the Bible, not a real one, it's not history. By the time you find that out, your brain is not in good shape, not in healthy shape. And to look it all through, analyze, and draw a conclusion, the mind is not in that state. It doesn't have that force anymore. You're not young anymore, and your brain is probably tired than your body is. So what is happening?
No, not now.
What is happening now in the world around us? The world is in chaos. Because of me reading and knowing what the previous civilization, what it was, and what it is now, because you will understand what I'm saying if I tell you I'm making a distinction between BC era and AD era. You won't know what I'm saying. You won't be able to make the comparison that I am speaking of now if you do not understand the difference between AD and BC, the past civilized time, to present uncivilized time, AD Anagama. Because so that you know what I'm saying, BC or BCE era is a time of polytheism. The Elohim gods that came down from another planet, and this is not like talking about angels or not like that. This is anthropic history that you can go to Africa and relate to the history I'm talking about. The only people who don't want to talk about DC of polytheistic time is the time that brought in civilization. Because now, you know, if you don't know that AD Anadamani is fraud, white people fraud. If you don't know that, you don't, you're not in the know of what is civilized existence. Because according to the World History textbook, civilization was never on the planet. Homo erectus move out of Africa into Europe. They were not civilized. They are hominid. They come from the beginning of human development. Homo erectus, it was like the first prominent humanoid offspring that they now call Homo. The Homo genus, the first beginning of humanity, walking man. And so, the Homo erectus, he from Africa about almost 2 million years ago, almost 1.8 or so, offspring of Homo erectus. That is well established in certified history. The white people that we have here today. And they interbreed with a higher level blood than they are, than the Homo erectus. They interbreed with one of two what we call this now, two different groups came out from Homo sapiens, and that is Neanderthals and the black African people. Black Africans, you know, covers for all the... So now you know, in simple terms, the white people today that call themselves proto, the first, Indo-Europeans, they are the proto, come from Homo erectus. That's the best history that I know can look into National Geographic world history. And it speaks not like a Bible, but as anthropic history of record of what happened to humanity at the very first development. Right? So Homo sapien is this the second human development, while Homo sapien is the third human development. And then two offshoots from Homo sapien, which is Neanderthals and Homo sapien. Homo sapien came, Neanderthals, and the black people. All right. Now, bad things begin to happen when the hybrid Homo sapien become Homo sapien sapiens. First anatomical human being. And we come by not a sexual act, initial making of the African people were not a sexual one, because it was by genetic manipulation. The substance were taken from Homo sapiens, male and female, and from a young male Anunnaki. Brilliant Anunnaki. We get the blood and flesh from that being. And that's how the history reads. That's the way we come. So, how did we, read what the social order of this same physical world that we are in, where the sun is coming up every morning and goes away into the evening and come back in the morning. On the same planet, read about that time from 200,000 to 300,000 years ago. Begin to read that history. Who don't want to read that history are the white Indo-European people. They don't want to have anything to do with solid history that tells you the record of the past. They don't want to hear none of that. If you think Biden is a real nice guy, ask him about that. Ask him about the difference between AD Anadamani and BCE era. What is the difference between the government that ruled in that era And you will see how Biden fare out with that. What we are under right now is a demon-possessed set take over the civilized world and change Kalinda, change all of the moral and the civilized way of life. That's what they have done. They don't want to hear anything about what the gods did. No, no, no. Because over the past 12,000 years, what kind of people the white people were before they make AD Anno Domini and change calendar? What kind of world it was? Do you know? I don't think a lot of people know because I didn't myself. Gradually, I read and the whole thing, the picture of the old world, the first world, then the first new world order of the Elohim gods. You read all of this, even in the Bible. I will not recommend the Bible to anybody for civilized knowledge, because the Bible is not a civilized book. It has a lot of stuff in there that I wouldn't go as far as say, well, then you should not buy a Bible. You could buy a Bible, yes, but as long as you know that the Bible is against your history, that tells you about yourself, and the Bible is not substituting that with real history. And you know, there's a place in the Bible that I have in mind, and it's the lie that the white people tell in the Bible about Adam and Eve in the garden, created by a spirit god. Now, it is a flagrant lie. But who knows? And how would I express that lie right now without going to a lot of argument? Is to say, the beginning of civilization started with the Elohim gods some 450,000 years ago. At that time, 450,000 years ago, the Homo erectus was over in Europe having, you know, breeding up and getting these white people on the way. And none of them will be civilized. So they were up there in Europe, these white people, from their ancestors, Homo erectus, uncivilized. They were there uncivilized until after the gods came, and some 150,000 years later, they had reason to create an hybrid for their good, you know, purpose they have for having help to work, because they have lost that, did not want to continue that line of work anymore. Oh, these people live a very long time, so it's not like they are dying every 80 years, they lose. So they live a very, very long time, a whole bunch of years, thousands of years. So these workers did not want to continue working. They thought it was too hard. And so their assembly of the king of their planet was invited down on Earth to fix the problem for them, while the king's two sons were on Earth managing this project of gold mining for critical purpose they have to use the gold on their problem of Nibiru planet, where they come from. So that's how order, they receive order, proceed with the project to create this new species that can work do intelligent things. And that's the way we were created hybrid. It was not a sexual relationship that started off our existence. So the thing is the problem comes in that world in the BC era doesn't contain all the rubbish that we are going through here today. You see what I mean? And how does this get out of hand? People are the ones to sustain a world of order. And fatal error. That the white people wrote in the Bible is writing things that manifest the falsehood of what they say. Because they are writing a Bible and they are not using their own culture, their own image and character as foundation that good things failure with Adam and Eve. You see, they're writing the Bible and behaving like it is all a part of black people consent. And that's not true. Because what they're saying about Adam and Eve, a black person could not consent to write something like that, because not unless they don't know their history, I could see they join and believe with what the white people are saying. White people don't have no civilized brain, endocrine glands to make them think and behave like rational human being. Are they rational human being? Can you see any? Do you see any? No, you see the white people come here and kill the black people. Clearly that they're coming here to kill. And here God tell them to kill the black people. We have that on record. All right. The special point I want you to understand is that while we have a clear narrative in history, well established in anthropic history, it's true. It's not like Adam and Eve in a garden that they failed to write in the Bible. Where did God create Adam and Eve? They don't have a place for that because it doesn't exist. So this is to let you know what we are dealing with this AD Anadamani. Where did this AD Anadamani come from? After all, thousands and thousands of years, civilization is on Earth. They are up there in Europe, and the black people begin to go out of Africa to different places on the globe to live. While these white people have not progressed to any civilized development so that, you know, we would come and see them setting up all kind of things on the planet by the time we come in. Were not even, they couldn't make a little mortar. They couldn't plaster, they couldn't build a wall. They couldn't build anything. And it's after the African people, the ethnic people, were about 100,000 years ago, the issue says, moving out of Africa to outskirts on land. It's after we establish our societies, here come the sodomites. And here we are today. But it is a big story of what happened since we were leaving out of Europe 100,000 years ago. That's quite a while ago, right? Mm-hmm. Some of our ancestors who decide to hook up with these folks, because these folks are always looking to fuck some other higher blood than themselves so that they can develop as much as they can. And that's what happened. That's the problem, in a nutshell. From that point on, that black people begin to interbreed with these, homosexuals. Of course, it doesn't appear from what I read, that much of anybody knew that these were faggots, like they call them today. Right? I don't read that anybody suspected them of that, because they were really getting into the education, Elohim, who taught it to the hybrid people, and let us go to the other places in the world outside of Africa. Because the gods maintain an interest in the hybrid people, want to see them prosper. Because, they know that we are not like the first Homo sapiens, and we are not like Homo erectus and none of these other humanoids. We are not like them, because they couldn't come out with mathematics and all that. You don't get that with the Neanderthal. You don't get that with the Homo erectus or none of the other, subhuman type. So what I'm trying to say to you, we are having a problem in the world because the black people miscegenation with these homosexuals, you see. And since they get the education and steal a lot of our scientific knowledge and stuff like that, that's it. There you go. Can't keep them quiet no more. Tell them that they can rule over you. But where is the governmental foundation for them ruling? And they are not civilized. There is no connection. That is the problem. Because if you read how these white men back, from the latter BC, from back in the Bronze Age, coming forward, they began to turn the world upside down. Right? You don't read anything about them like doing political things at the end of the Bronze Age, but you will read that there were some as it were people that destroyed the development of the Bronze Age. It's them, nobody else on planet Earth. It's these Indo-European. It's them. That hardly anybody could identify them. They're pirates. And they began to destroy the big civilization of the Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. That's what they began to do. So with the education that they have now, this is what you have of them. Which ethnic African group, you see the white people behave like they are equal. Do they? Don't you see an isolation of the white people among themselves? And they have to practice to be like civilized people. They have to, otherwise they cannot do anything in the civilized world. So they civilized world. We did not adapt to them, right? And we don't chase them down to interbreed with them. We don't show them that we want them to give us little water to drink. They are the ones that are in that position. All right. When did you see them doing something political? Good or bad? I mean, what good have they done? Now, when do you see them begin to kill anybody or us all? I can tell you the way this story is read in the worldly textbook. Now, you don't need to, like, you know, go on with anything like, you know, I'm talking stupidness. That is one thing I am not doing, because I learned all the amount of foolishness in the Bible growing up from age 7, you know, to way after I was 50 or so. So I cannot afford to talk what I don't know. I'm talking what I know. Now, if you cannot answer what I'm saying, well, I have to say, I'm sorry about that. But when it comes to serious reasoning, how the civilization of the world come about and how it proceeds to where we are, who mess up the principality of the God's kingship government on earth? Who introduce something else? These are my people, that I'm saying to you and pointing to the history. They are not civilized. There's just no way you can make white people civilized. They will not accept that they are not civilized. But I will say, go to the world history textbook, because there is no other place. It's not revealed to no one. Because record is made of how you originate on earth. For crying out loud. So now, what do you see? Exactly education. And they look, they jump straight ahead with it. If you notice that these are folks that after they met with some civility, they decided that they want to be on their own. They're going to make up their own institutions, and they're going to force black people to come into it, because they know from a long time that black people don't know to fight nothing. They don't know to go about anything, obtain their rights, their what you call inalienable rights. They are short of using the knowledge they have to protect themselves. That's what these white people find out. Otherwise, how do they make them a church into black people's territory and turn Christian? Lost, like an intoxicated bird. We live in a fake world, totally fake world. AD and Adamani is fake, because there's no real Jesus in what they're talking about. I mean, imagine, they're making a foundation for their new world order. And they are using African character and twist up the character, because you don't want a great twist up of character. And when they invaded Palestine, and they have to lie their Jesus, they think that making a white man named Jesus, giving that name Jesus to a black man that dead and gone long time, and they are now writing a Bible to be a current story, or should be history. This story should be history, but they mess it up. It can't be history. And the only thing we can do is use the error that they have made and fix their business with it, because how solve this problem first? How can they take a man named Yeshua that they said was born of a virgin? How do they now call that man a white Cajun man, Jesus Christ? Is that workable? That's not workable. For them to call the black person, no. Why they didn't take Christopher Columbus or some, you know, Caesar Augustus, some one of them, why didn't they use one of their European characters to act as a Messiah to save the world? Why did not they do that? You know, as simple as you take it. If you can't answer that, don't bother saying nothing more civilization, because you don't know not even a timber spoonful of knowledge about civilization. Civilization is in the history textbook, and you need to find it in there, because it's not in the Bible. All these whole bunch of things about what God and Jesus, you know, the relationship between God and his son Jesus and all this kind of stuff. God begot a son, and like he's the only son that he ever begot. These shallow minded white people, they are too uncivilized to decide to sit down and go under what they call AD and Adamani government that is constructed by what they call democracy. Where did these white people get democracy from? If you trace the fact that they were never civilized in Europe till after the miscegenation with the African people, today you see African people begin to go on like, white people are nice, are the best. White people's skin. No, look, the reason why black people is going into white people today is simply because they are demoralized by what these Scandinavian or, you know, European homosexual nature, by what they do. You see? And what they do is only a reflection of the theft and killings that they have done to the black people. If black people don't see that, and they pushing a black girl going to, you know, call a white man a white sodomite, because when did they stop from being sodomites? They were never natural. They were never a civilized culture. They were always sodomite culture. So if you are a nice-looking black girl, and you're looking at a white man now, and he has money, and you're looking at a false character there, because they did not evolve with money. They were uncivilized. And it's until they get little civility from the black people, lift them out of the muck that they were in. And all they are doing right now is lie about what they have done. And it's up to us now, if we have any sense, to find out what they did with our ancestors. And totally, you know, I mean, get these guys on their way where they come from. But see what they have achieved? Everything that we have, everywhere we settle, they come there and, you know, and they use the most emotion to destroy us, who they hunt down to kill at night, you see. And say the Bible says that mothers and children will be destroyed. And they are citing scripture to support and say they follow. It is in obedience of God that they kill the black people. That's what they say in their document. Puritan Christian agenda is to work on the black people. You know that. That's what the Bible about. if you don't understand the history, this is what you're into. That's what I was in and didn't know until I read, and it's nobody, no human being talk and tell me. But it is the way it is planned out that we would not be floor mats for anybody, no matter what these white people are going on with, and no matter all the cars and go to the car lots and go on a BMW lot, all the money that these white people have, no, it is not theirs. But based upon the situation we are in now, you tell them that they laugh after you and probably want to like shoot, blow your brains off. White people are, first of all, mental deranged, because they are not done made as humans. And the little knowledge that they get and feel like they are the sweetest thing in humanity. And they are proud to be faggots. All right? It don't work with us. But they don't mind that. They can do without us, but they can't do without what we have as well. You see? That they can't do without. So they have to find a different way. So that's how they make AD and Adamani. Any day, black people find out that these faggots remaking a calendar and shove aside the zodiacal calendar and this Jesus, what they're bringing, that Jesus Christ is not even a cockroach or a bug pushing animal shit. Okay? AD and Adamani is nothing. If it were something and worthwhile, you know, government standard law, well, they would not make tribunal legislation with penalty of death and banishment and confiscation of property for the black people, and give that law to the Inquisition and the Crusade. Those are two terrorist groups, mind you, that you are, you know, go off and think that the presidency that they have in America, terrorist gang. I hope you don't think they are something else, because that's what it is. This institution in America is a terrorist. And if you think, because look, they are behaving like they're natural people, see, and say they're running government. That's why nobody cannot, so far, nobody cannot indict and take this U.S. presidency to trial. Because, you see, if you file a lawsuit in America against the federal government, you know, the federal government is the one who make the laws of the court. Their, their senators, their lawmakers, they are the gods that make those things, the devil that makes that the federal court. I want to tell you something. Somebody of my understanding of the history and where these white people are coming from, and say they are seizing and taking away everything from black people. You could never put me into one of those courtrooms in front of a judge, because that judge would not know what to do with my case. They don't have any law to address what I'm going to say, because kingship is a government in the world long before they come here, right? And it is since realized that they can get away with anything they decide from the black people. Because whatever they have done that makes them so accomplished, the fact that they knew that they are sodomites and it wasn't going to go well with them and the black people. A way to be free from that inhibition. So now they don't want to stay in Europe and be limited. Now that they have some wider knowledge now, they want to rule the world. So study what is AD Anno Domini. What foundation did they lay to establish AD Anno Domini? Look for it. Entire life depend on it. They feel comfortable because we don't know. AD Anno Domini is not based upon no zodiacal foundation. It don't depend on no natural cause. It does not. Because they said they had a emperor. They had an emperor. There was one before, and they decided they didn't want him anymore for whatever they didn't like about him. So they were going to now. They had a calendar in Julian, the first Julian. I think Julian was an emperor. And Julian, and then come Gregory. But yes, Gregory. Yes, they want to place Gregory now. So here is Gregory, and when they decide to make the AD calendar, they decide to use Gregory and destroy the Julian calendar. Make it Gregory now and Jesus Christ. Those are the two foundations. Now, Julian had no authentic kingship, Elohim, government authority. None at all. These guys make up their own stuff because they're making a new world order. So it's not like it's going to be different from what the gods made and the gods working with nature. Because we are the hybrid people are by genetic manipulation. So whatever the first zodiacal calendar is, it is based upon a number of natural causes. The houses of the zodiac and the rotation of the planet, and they have a place in Eridu, that's back in the eastern side of the world, in Africa, in the African territory, all these cities that they made up, and they have a base that speaks to their mother planet, Nibiru, and they have made up a lot of sanctuaries. When they are going to establish like a place for worship for any one of the gods, because people revere these tremendously intelligent, divine beings. Far, far, far. They are civilized then, and not just merely low-level civilization. They are the ultimate of civilization. So when they create an hybrid with their flesh and blood, that was for a special reason. No other humanity on earth has that status as human being, right? So you look at the Chinese, Indians, and Hispanics, and Arabs, and all the other ethnic people. They are the unified civilization of the gods. White people have nothing to do with it. Any one of these ethnic groups can run a kingship government, and they can set up, like what you see, these sodomite white people are setting up a United Nations. They're doing it because we are the one who's supposed to do it. And for some reason, I don't see a reason why Africa, African government, 54 countries, they don't care anything about the black people around the world. The brain is gone for some reason. And I'm looking at, before these white people begin to do stuff, before they overthrow the king in Italy, how would they get acting from such a remote standpoint in the world where they have no power whatsoever that is sanctioned by the first government on earth, which is kingship? The Elohim set that up. And they are uncivilized, and you will not see these white people mentioned as a civilized part of what was set up in the world history textbook. And the first big civilization that shows black people are coming out of its abilities to develop into humanity before they start heading out 100,000 years ago to other parts of the earth. Right, and it's after the Elohim hybrids, who are civilized to start. It's when we went out and set up society that these white people, with what they have learned over some 12,000 years from us, and get higher education from us. That's how they become able to do the things that they are doing today. Now, if we don't aspire to that level of knowledge, let's say what I'm explaining, right, some legal knowledge, and this legal knowledge how law works, right, from country to country, and who really can run a government. White people is not in the history as anyone to run government. They're not. Because they could not be government and do so much killing all over the world and stealing. Okay, and they're gonna make up like system, a court of law, and set up prisons and all this kind of stuff, and all these punishments people who don't do well, and they are parasitic terrorists. That's what these white people are, and now behaving like they are an authentic government. That's not true. They don't have tall to civilize government. None. And they're not even trying. How did they go You know, this one, you know, these two things kind of get, they get to me. How could Obama and Hillary go into Gaddafi, into Libya, the leader, the king, because Gaddafi is a king, of course. He is a king. And just as though they wipe out the king of Rome, that's how they wipe out Gaddafi. Now, how is it that they were able to wipe out the king of Rome and wipe out Gaddafi and wipe out King Saddam? And Africa don't do anything. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? That is something to answer to. The question is, look at the history of the world and look where these homosexuals are coming from. Homosexuals, clearly in the health book, don't show them to be civilized to do anything other than stay in Europe. That's what it is. How do they come to be ruling so that they can kill Gaddafi out of a country where they have nothing to do with it? But they have a right to military power now because they can drop bomb anywhere, Hiroshima and all this kind of stuff. Now, for them to do all those things, are they civilized? Government make them civilized when they are coming and steal everything from black people, meaning they didn't have nothing. They didn't have nothing. And when they say they come to America, why did they say they were coming to America? These people are not naturally uncivilized. They're overwhelmingly uncivilized. But now we allow them to come up and surface like they are the only ones to be reckoned with. Lie. That is lie. So, not knowing the difference between BC era and AD Anno Domini render you helpless. You render it helpless. And you may have some money. You may have houses and land and all them kind of thing there. Right? I think you're getting along fine. If you do not have a historic sense and you're only depending on because you have some money, you're not getting on, you're not going in the right direction. Because all the money that you have in a bank right now belongs to the white people, according to A.D. Anno Domini. By A.D. Anno Domini, you don't own anything. Okay, so you can think that because you have some pieces of paper as documents about deed and all this kind of stuff, these things are just pretense. White people don't own anything because they come with AD Anno Domini that is not law, not by the tallest breath. They don't own anything. Europe and dispossess them. Would they think that, okay, it's okay? No, they would not. But they make this what you call, when I look at what law is and what protects people, and I look at this, what they call imperial colonialism, and examine the way that they established imperialism. When did they do it? Before 509 BC or after that? Sure, it's after that. I'm telling you, these people, they have not had any real challenge at all. What you see so far is like Christian debating white people. Right? Black Christian would debate them. And you involve with issues that never touch how these folks come into power and what they change calendar. If they are going against civilization, they're going against this. They're going against their AD Anadamani and using it to kill African leaders. These sodomites who tell Lot that they don't want his two daughters with vagina. They want the two visits a male that come into his house. They want their honors. They want to drop their drugs and enter their honors. This is what we have going on planet Earth. And for me, all me want, now, me don't want to get into no ruckus with nobody at all. But looking on the history, that's all I want to do. I want to show justice. I want to show sanity. I want to show what government is. These white people, sodomites, stay long all night long, fucking ass. They want to pretend that that's not what they're doing, and they're not interested in anybody that's being targeted. That's a lie. They have it in writing. And if you read the Bible real good, you will find out that they don't want to say that African people are created ivory. Because if they do that, they can't elevate their Bible and Adam and Eve. You see, they invent Adam and Eve so that they will force black people out of line with civilization. That's what they're working on right now. So if you don't know that these people have stolen from you and have killed your people, and until now, you don't speak to them about what they have done. So they are running free. Yes, that's what is happening. What about calling them to the table and ask them about government and governmental jurisdiction? Look on their skin. Look on your skin and see whether or not are belonging to civilization, or you are belonging to Indo-European concept of AD Anadamani. Where do you belong? The truth doesn't sound like truth anymore, but it is the truth because the evidence is right in your eye every day of your life. Because we are here because of one thing that happened. Right? The initial thing is happening is that the gods came to Earth thousands of years ago to usher in, well, they didn't come to usher in mankind creation because they didn't have that in mind as far as the issue shows. They had a lot of their own to come here and perform the mission of, you know, our processing gold. They had enough people. But they've been here long enough until they decided that it's hard for them now, and they begin to rebel, seriously. And that is how it was settled. It is because they realized they can't get these guys to go back and do it. So they sought other ways how to process the gold. And they called to order, their cabinet, and decided, intelligent being like us. White people have nothing to do with it. All right? So, and this is long, long, long after they've been here, and they decided to do it. And God, Anu, King of Heaven and Earth, came when they called him and said, hey, we have to, like, you know, settle this thing because these guys don't want to work no more for us, so we need to do something about it. So they decide, when the king asked the sons. All right, what can we do to continue the process? Is there another way we can get the gold? And one of his sons, the chief scientist of the mission that they had, he comes on and he said to the audience and the father, the king, Anu, he says, yes, we can make a creature and that is able to carry out the work. Yes. And they add everything in their you know, underneath their competence, doing a lot of things scientifically about life and manipulating life. So they decided, they said, yes, we can provide a primitive worker. Yeah. And what he had in mind was just to put their blood, bind it with Homo sapiens. Now, we talked about the Homo sapiens before. All right, well, this is what happened. So, you know, it is a wider story, but cutting, you know, straight through this here, this is how it comes out. Pondering that we have been pondering all our life about we were created by Adam and Eve in a garden. If you felt funny about that, you were right to feel funny. That never goes up. And a lot of us who think of those things, I am not one who think about that anyway, because I don't think I went anywhere to, you know, to sort out what makes sense for what don't make sense, because I was a full believer in the whole thing, right? But now, here are people who think of those things, and a lot of people just don't buy into them kind of foolishness, though they don't know where else to go because they would need history. Right. The point I wanted to make to you is this. Really, how to get black people? And if you think that they're not out to get you, then what would you consider their actions to be when they, over 1,200 years, clearly got education from us because of the Elohim, who give education to us and extend education so that they could come and learn things. They come and take the education, but they don't call themselves by Indo-Europeans. They call themselves by our characteristic name, Romans. And they would like to behave like, no, it's not them. They say, no, it's noblemen overthrow the king in Rome. Noblemen. Would you find anybody named nobleman somewhere? Nah. Look, I'm telling you, these white people you see in front of you, they are the biggest criminal. And the problem is just for you to believe that they are coming from, you know, a place of table. No, they come from a place of table since they took over from us what we are, you know, supposed to do. That's what they have done. So I am saying to you, when they wrote the Bible, think about what they wrote. All right? Think about what they wrote when they wrote the Bible. Think about what they wrote when they wrote the Bible. They wrote a message about Adam and Eve. But none of those things are true. They avoid a lot of things one of the things that they currently did well for themselves is to what do you call this now? They exclude showing the truth about hybridization of the African ethnic people. And I'll show you how they dance around in the Bible. They did a lot of dancing. However, they were not successful to do it well enough so that we don't understand it. And I talking about, they want to carry us where they, the way they wrote Genesis creation, sorry. They want to carry us where a spirit God created Adam and Eve. They want to dump us off into that nonsense. Right? It takes a lot more dedication to read and follow this story and see how they really have not succeeded in hiding it from us, only hide it away from us when we are so affected in the earliest time of our generation, when we are so affected with our parents and so and grandparents with what they learn in the church, right? So we if we are not careful, we wouldn't find out. And now I begin to find out, right? Because I begin to pay attention to words and what words say and connect, you know, all the relevant things together, and the irrelevant ones, oh, have to get out. Now, I want to show you how they try to keep God, a singular God, the God that Abraham met in the sky. You know, God called to Abraham on earth. Abraham now, they characterize as the first human being to find a spirit God. Imagine how wise these Sodomites are playing on the most civilized people. It means they could do it for a while, but not forever. And this is where I tell you, none of them can stand up before an African person who understands what they have done with the Bible. Because don't let nobody fool you. It's not the laws of the federal government or where the Pope is, where they do their administration stuff. What really matters is what they write in the Bible. Because the church is the basis of everything that they do. When did they start the church? Or some, you know, I mean, 1700 years ago. It was not America federal law. No. So what is the foundation? It's not the federal government in what they call United States. It is not even what they did in Rome. What they did in Rome is a start. It's a basic start. But they were only using political action with using the military, right? But they didn't have bureaucracy to properly execute ownership. They didn't do that yet. They were doing colonialism and forced hegemony of the black people's wealth, right? Taking it from every last one of us, and then eventually to have control over African leaders, AD and Adamani. They aspire themselves to be universal power, and not even Africa can deal with them. They can go there and kill Gaddafi and nothing to it. Now, what they write in the Bible about God, a singular God, that Abraham, who confirmed that Abraham, an African character, find a God in the sky. and God, the God in the sky, is talking to him on the basis of sin of Adam and Eve, which is not in any history whatsoever. But they have us fooled, tricked, by not knowing our history, the certified history. Certified history is not like a Bible that is not certified. These guys write whatever they want to do in it, every criminal intent and what they want to put forth, and will even cut off your head if you don't accept what they say. This is where we are at. And if black people don't find out that what they say in the Bible and denying your origin, you don't worth anything. What these white people do and say they're controlling everything black people have, that these sodomites. And remember, their brain is not a civilized brain. It is there in history and in every else book that homosexuals are not civilized. I mean, beings. They're just not. Because, you know, if a man has a child, and let's say a girl child, and he is changing the girl child, like I read about something like that one time, some story, that the mother of this young child went to do shopping and left the father, you know, to take care, you know, of the kid until she's back. And this man was changing diaper for the little baby. And look at her vagina and rape the little baby. Now, that be true or not, but just take, for example, a father is going after his infant child, a child that come from his sperm, and you have the child, and you want to rape your daughter? And not just that, but a baby? Now, you read the Bible and you see where Lot was drunk. His two daughters, when they were running away from some catastrophe or something, go into a mountain. And the two girls decide to make their father fuck them, that they will have children, because nobody wasn't left to have children but them. Now, who writes all those things in the Bible? You think any black people write that? You'd be out of your mind. These old, honest fuckers, white people, they write that in a Bible. Like they write about when they swoop down upon Lot to get two male visitors. They said those were the gods who created mankind. Right? And how they dealt with mankind. You have, remember, Abraham had a member of a God in his household. Yes, that's right. And these sodomites write that's how Abraham met God. And that's not true. It's in proper history by archaeologists who show that there was no such a thing like Abraham worshiping a one God, monotheism, like what church do today. These faggots, white people, they are the ones that are doing all these stuff to the black people. They don't have no jurisdiction over black people, even the dust of it. But when you don't know who you are, you have no history, you know, it's like you have no birth certificate. So how do you live? How do you identify yourself? This is what we have here. These white people are, they have been getting over something that it's just unreasonable to let those things go and that for us to not wake up our brain and come to the proper understanding of things. Instead of going to church and go vote for these guys and stuff like that, learn the truth about existence. So I am telling you about when they talk of the creation of people, oh, God, Adam, make Adam and Eve in the garden, right? And later on, the serpent came in. Those things are never true. Never true. Remember, the part where they said that God made, says, therefore, he says, and, no, this is when, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was good. It was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. All right, so here then, this verse that says, and God blessed them, this part I want to come from, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Now, you think about this. Now, a spirit God is not saying these things. But to show you all these standards, write the Bible here, right here, that we believe in. And when we don't know that this is not history, that's how they carry us astray. That's why we don't know anything else but what is done in the context of AD and Adamani. See, these are people who really, really think fucking the ass is a good thing. And how civilized would you think you are if you did that? How civilized would you be? How civilized is a father that would screw his little child? Is he civilized? No. So what do you do? You need to prosecute him, right? Well, yes. He need mental health. All right, but I want to show you how these faggots, how these homosexuals hide the identity of black people because they want to leave their story that a spirit God makes all of us and we are all created equal. That's what they want us to think. But if we think that, we are done. We're psychologically dead. All right? What I'm trying to show you, they have reasonable amounts of sense, of course. But they are not honest enough to live up to what they know. So they seek out every way to lie that we don't find out. When we find out, it's going to be a total different era right there. So they're saying now, he's saying, and God said, let the earth bring forth. Am I at the right spot? Okay. And God said, let us make man. This is Genesis 1:26. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And so right here, you can see, God said, let us. So you see the plural is there. And they're going to tell you all kind of a nonsense to make it be acceptable that, you know, like when they say God and leave out the plural, they're going to feature the what you call it, monotheism God, that God over all the world, created all things, right? Which is a lie. Making the eye bread is a total different story. But this is the way they are writing about it. And said, after the image, a spirit that don't have no image at all. I also talk about make us in image and likeness. You see what I mean? So they are covering up the fact that we are created by the Elohim. And this is the way they are writing about it. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. That's why you see these sodomites having dominion. Because they keep Africa quiet and all that. No, right? And they have control over everything. Why? Why? Oh, these sodomites are given reign over all of us, I bet. No. So it goes on to say, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing and that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. Hear this? God created man in his own image. And God really means plural, Elohim, no matter what to do, right? But that we don't know that unless we are taught, right? Yes, we are the black people. The gods are black. But somehow they manage to be twisting our heads. We don't pay attention. We are black, and they want us now to say they are created by the same God, right? So they're not talking about no Elohim here if they can. But somewhere, they're going to slip up. Now, in the image of God created he, him. Male and female created he, them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful. You hear that? And multiply. Plenish the earth. You see, that's what black people do. You don't see them faggots do that. They don't have no civilization. They are a faggot culture. And subdue it. You see, we are the ones that tell that, not them. They are not civilized nowhere and accounted for anywhere. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and, you know, over every moving, all that, and living thing that creepeth upon the earth. And God saw, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed and all that. All right? So it goes on. And it comes down to say, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And it says, and God saw everything that he had made and behold, it very good. See, now, there is another scripture that tells how it's something that he said here. I need to find it because I read it not too long ago that how he says and the Lord God said, behold, the man is right here. Look at this. To Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us. You see? No more I. You see what I mean? So they dropped the ball right here because now we are made in their image and likeness. No one God where nobody cannot see. You see what I mean? So right here in the third chapter of Genesis, dropped the ball and shows that. 3:22. All right. I wanted to just read this to you before I go, and time is coming up against me now. Out of uncivilized depravity, Indo-European, envy, blacks, lie, thief, and murder them. That's what I'm talking about, these white people. Don't give up your hope of civilization, because civilization is what we're born with, okay? And not because nobody is not defending it. It's not reason to throw your hand up. If you can't do it, the Lord, just pray to the gods. Ask them to provide. Or we are in serious, serious trouble. And that's what I am telling you about. It's not hard. We are not hopeless. There is the power to deliver us. But if we don't give any interest into that, and we go off something else, it's going to be our fault. All right. So now listen. Trace it. You know, find out about what I'm telling you. When certified prehistory shows that Homo erectus, Indo-Europe primary ancestors, stationed in Europe, Caucasus Mountain, 1.8 million years. One point eight million years without natural civilized process. Right? When the history tells you, prehistory tells you, it shows that Homo erectus, Indo-European primary ancestors, stationed in Europe, Caucasus Mountain, 1.8 million years without civilized process. Unnaturally, they interbreed with Neanderthals, and for evil enhancement, which made it possible for them to interbreed with hybrid civilized human beings. Miscegenation. Now, from that, are you able to understand? Are you able to understand why the world of polytheism Are you able to understand why the world of polytheism why the world of polytheism plunged into psychological confused darkness? Can you understand why? I know some people are going to understand why. I mean, I'm not the best illustrator, but I'm pretty sure I must be making some points, right? Well, I see over the past 12,000 years, Indo-European became more able than that's what they could do all along. But achieving the assumption they are now the equal to the perfect Elohim God's hybrid creation. by their DNA genetic manipulation. One point stands impenetrable to me is the schizophrenia behavior of the European, the Indo-European that did not establish even one object of civilized cause at the time, 100,000 years ago, the first time hybrid blacks left Africa to the Western Hemisphere and settled down. They couldn't do nothing at that time. So how did they come to be able to do something now and chase out African people afterwards? It's something that we must learn and find out, right? It's the history we're dealing with now. Only to see here comes the Indo-European with what they call imperial colonialism. Where they get imperial colonialism from, because they didn't have it before 509 BC. You need to look and you will find out. To kick them out of all the territory. That's what they do with us up to now. Who you in America here, right? It's because they come here and kill us while they talk about they have a constitution. They don't have no constitution. But if we assume it, that's what is running the train. Right? Now, if you make it an issue, they will have to run. Because we have tornadoes and all these kind of stuff that is helping to push them out, right? They don't have no much sense, and they don't want to go back where they come from because they're happy right where black people are. You don't see? You see? Cannot do the things that they want to do on their own. They have to be around our African people, although they're behaving like, that's not what to do. That's not what they want to do. But they're confused. They are in confusion. They are not civilized enough to live on their own. Otherwise, they would start live that way long before we come about. Can't you see? But they are just like a car with a empty gas tank. They need gas in there. And the black people have their gas. You see? Black people have the gas that they need to put into their tank. That is what is going on. It goes on. It goes on to say the imperialism, colonialism, you see, that what they bring to kick us out of all the, what? Okay, so they come with the imperial colonialism, right? To kick us out. They come to kick us out of all our territories. Out of all the territories. With never a regard. With never a regard for civilized kingship government. Extant since 450,000 years prior. That is exactly a problem of dumb, what is this? Yes. Yes, a big problem of any, what is this? Problem. That is exactly a problem of
civilization.
Problem of civilized man with sense mixed with No, that's not the way to go. This is, it's a big problem with uncivilized. It's a big problem with uncivilized uncivilized.
I-G-N-O-R.
Ignorant man. Uncivilized. Exactly a problem with sodomites, ignorant man,
C-I-V-I-L-I-T-D,
with civilized mix. With ignorant, problem with ignorant man, civilize.
With civilize.
Civilize people. All right, so this is what I have here to say today. And I get a little struggle here because I run into some edit problem, and sorry for the stumbling. I hope that you understood something, and we will talk again, all right, next edition, and you take care of yourself.